Hi, I'm Mel Pickup, Chief Executive of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, and welcome to this month's episode of our podcast series, where I'm sitting down with colleagues and partners from across the Trust and the wider community to find out more about them and their contributions to the health and well-being of the people here in Bradford. This month, I'm joined by Sam Keithley, Chief Executive of the Voluntary and Community Sector Alliance, and also the VCSE Health System Lead for the Bradford District and Craven Health and Care Partnership, or as we like to call it, just for short, because it's a terribly long title, BDC. Sam, welcome. We're really good at acronyms. VCSE, what does it stand for?
Yeah, thanks, Mel. Good to be here. It stands for the Voluntary Community and Social Enterprise Sector. Lots of people aren't sure what the Voluntary Community and Social Enterprise Sector are. Lots of people think that it's organisations that are run by volunteers or big national charities. And actually, it's everything in between. We have nearly 4,000 voluntary sector organisations across Bradford District and Craven. Or BDC, which is a lot. And I'm not sure that includes like voluntary sports sector or faith groups. So I think we're probably even more. And they do range from a few volunteers setting something up because they're passionate about something to big local voluntary sector organisations who employ more than 100 staff and have multi-million pound turnovers. Some organisations run on donations. Some run on grants and contracts, and some, and that's why social enterprise is part of our definition, generate their own money through entrepreneurial activities. So they're very much like a business, but what they do with their profit is they reinvest it in community activity.
So it's massive, really. I mean, we may not see it as a single entity because it isn't, but it's huge.
It is. It's really huge, and it's a significant employer in, you know, in our patch.
So it's safe to say then that it's got such a wide scope and its remit's very broad. How do you sum up the work that the VCSE sector then in its entirety does across BDC?
Good question. We're about to do a piece of work where we create a narrative about what our sector does, and we're going to try and condense that into 4 or 5 sentences. But I can't promise to do that just now because I can't do that on my own. We're going to do that as a whole sector. But what do we do? We do a lot of things that keep people well for longer. So stopping people getting ill. And that might be as simple as walking groups. It might be as simple as bringing people together who are perhaps feeling lonely or isolated. And then we've also got voluntary sector organisations who are delivering services that perhaps traditionally public sector agencies would have been delivering. So mental health services, home from hospital services, lots of different services. And I think the thing that we do have in common across all our voluntary and community sector organisations is that we have a reach into communities and a connection with communities that often the public sector really struggles to connect with. I think that's one of the unique points about our sector is the way that we connect with, and that means that our organisations tend to reflect the diversity of our district because, you know, people in our communities volunteer and work for those voluntary sector organisations.
Part of the community, for the community, from the community.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think also provides opportunities for people in communities to have a voice in advocating for what they think needs to happen to make things better in their communities as well.
And in large part, Sam, that has been the reason that you have been given the role that you have to advocate for the sector. It's impossible to be the voice of 4,000 different organisations and the many individuals that make them up. You took up your role in January. It's 6 months on. How's it going?
Well, 6 months goes very quickly, doesn't it, when you're working hard. I'll leave it to other people to tell you how it's going, but I feel like I'm really glad to be back in the district. I worked in Bradford for nearly 20 years up until about 5 years ago, and then I stepped out for a little while and did some regional and national work. I'm really encouraged by lots of things, particularly, I think the understanding, particularly from our strategic partners and colleagues, who do really understand the role that the voluntary sector can play in population health and tackling health inequalities. And I've really enjoyed meeting new great people that have joined the district while I've been away. You're one of those people, Mel. In terms of the voluntary sector, I'm thinking of people like Zara, who's moved out of the voluntary sector and into a leadership role in the public sector.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about people like Hummer from the Race Equality Network, who's come into the district. And I've reconnected with other people that I knew before. And I think there's a growing sense of understanding in the voluntary community sector, which is encouraging me, that we're stronger together and we're better where we collaborate rather than compete against each other. You know, we've been taught over generations by some parts of the public sector to compete with each other for funding. And now what we're saying is we think that we're better if we can work together. And so that's quite a challenge, but there's more and more people from the voluntary sector seeing the benefits of doing that. And I feel, you know, I feel really encouraged by that.
That's great. So what would you say have been the biggest challenges and surprises so far?
I think the biggest challenges are always going to be some of the depth of disadvantage and poverty that some of our people in our district are playing. And I've been really humbled by, you know, some of the visits that I've gone out and made to voluntary sector organisations. I know that some of the services that we're offering are having a real impact, including stopping people taking their own lives, but also helping families rebuild their lives together. And then, you know, and then a whole load of other things. But, you know, some of those examples that I've used, they're really humbling and really bring home starkly some of the challenges that some of the people living in our district are facing on a day-to-day basis. And that our staff in the voluntary and community sector, you know, the pressure that they're under in terms of supporting those people as well.
I've been really inspired. I mean, as well as being the chief exec here at the Trust, I'm the place-based lead for Bradford District and Craven. And what really energises me about that role is the ability to help collaboration and to mobilise all the different parts of the place. We talk, don't we, about sort of coalescing around a problem, and almost our respective bits of it. Our role as a teaching hospital in looking for ways in which we can support the most acutely ill has to then relate to how those individuals got into that place in the first instance, which is the preventative element that we could, as an acute hospital, be stronger on, and then the outward journey once we have, if you like, fix them to the extent that that's possible, when they go back into the community and when they go back into the community and how we keep them there, you know, that underlying principle that we all sign up to of happy, healthy at home. That's what we want everybody to be. So I'm really inspired all the time by the interactions and the opportunities that exist by working alongside colleagues in the voluntary sector. And I think we're very blessed in Bradford District and Craven in having the maturity to be able to respect each other's relative contributions to the difference that we can all make.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, we've got some really good examples of where, you know, the acute hospitals, including here and Airedale, are working, you know, hand in hand with some voluntary sector organisations to really help and support people when they're moving out of hospital or out of care homes and going back home, so that we know that they've got that handholding, so that they're looked after in the community. Some really basic things that really make sure that people are okay when they go home, like a little food pack. And also, you know, we've talked about this before, Mel, haven't we? About certainly with the MAST program run through the voluntary sector, helping people who are in A&E, where A&E might not be able to give them the support that they're really looking for.
So where do you see the voluntary sector fitting into the broader health and wellbeing picture then? I suppose it comes back to how you're going to do your narrative, really, to say this is us, this is our role, this is the difference that we can make.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, I think a huge part of what the volunteering community sector does is around the prevention and early intervention stuff. Keeping people well for as long as they can be, and as people, you know, become more unwell, steadying those people and keeping them at that stage for longer. I think that's a key role in terms of what the voluntary sector can do. I do think the other key role that we perhaps haven't exploited enough yet over the years is connecting in with those communities that the public sector services find it hardest to reach. So, for example, we know we had a real problem during COVID, didn't we, with some communities not stepping forward to get vaccinations. Mm. And we know that, you know, voluntary sector organisations like the Race Equality Network and Equality Together did some really good work to give confidence to people in those communities. And I think that's a really good linking role that the voluntary community sector can play. And again, you know, we know we've got that challenge around immunisation in general with some communities, don't we? And again, you know, I think using some of our voluntary sector organisations that have connections into those communities, we can make a real difference.
It's not just the vaccination. The same blocks and barriers sometimes exist around the uptake of screening, early identification of problems that happen in such a timely manner that you can intervene and reverse what otherwise would be a really poor outcome, you know, for an individual. And I guess it comes down to trust and confidence, and sometimes the anxiety that's provoked by getting a letter that says you've got an appointment to see a consultant, or you've got to go to a particular clinic or a venue that might be quite difficult to get to. Transport might be an issue. It's how we can think about getting those opportunities as close to our communities in venues and locations that they are comfortable in, delivered by people whom they trust.
I think that's spot on. And I think we know, don't we, that Modality have been doing some work around cervical smearing in some of our Asian communities in partnership with the voluntary community sector. Highfield Keighley Healthy Living Centre and other voluntary sector organisations in Keighley. And what we've found is that, you know, those women find it much easier to step forward into those voluntary sector organisations where they have trust and confidence, whereas they might, for lots of reasons, they might not feel able to go to the local medical practice or the local hospital. Mm. And you're absolutely right, Mel. What we know is that, you know, without doing some of those interventions and using voluntary sector partners, we get some really bad health outcomes for people that could have been prevented.
Absolutely, yeah. Changing tack a little bit, Sam. We recently had our, what we call our Thrive conference, our leadership conference here at the Trust, where the theme was the desire to develop the leader that exists in everyone. And I know that this is really something that resonates with you. How do you see that concept, that principle, applying with your colleagues across the sector?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. I really believe that we're all leaders. It doesn't matter what role we have in what organisation. And certainly the culture that we're trying to develop in the Voluntary Sector Alliance is very much that empowerment, enabling kind of culture where people know what their jobs is and feel comfortable and feel like they've got the permission to get on with it and come back and ask if they've got something they want to talk about. Because I think too often we just think of leaders as those people who are chief execs of big organisations, and actually we lead at all levels. I think the other thing, we've got to think about the next generation of leaders as well. And I think it's incumbent on all of us who are in leadership positions to have a think about how we can sponsor and advocate for and mentor the next generation of leaders that's coming behind us, and particularly think of that in terms of diversity of leadership as well.
Mm. We've got a very diverse population that we're serving in Bradford District and Craven. Ethnically, economically, diversity presents lots of challenges for health and well-being. Looking ahead, where do you see the VCS can have the most impact? And what are your personal hopes and ambitions for your alliance?
I think we've already touched on that in terms of the connectivity between our sector and diverse communities. And I think because, like you said, Mel, people volunteer and work for those voluntary sector organisations, what we've seen over recent years is some of those people then moving into the public sector. Mm. So part of what I hope the voluntary sector can offer the wider system is almost a pool of talented people to move into different roles right across the system. I mean, don't take too many of our people all at once. I think the whole system should see us as a potential pool to create that diversity of workforce.
Mm.
Because when we've got diversity in the room, we get all the knowledge in the room that we need to solve problems and create solutions.
Mm.
We don't have to make them up and we don't have to make assumptions.
Mm. Doesn't have to be one way though, does it? I mean, the way I see it, as we kind of mature as a collaboration in Bradford District and Craveney, that those people won't use the voluntary services sector as a stepping stone into public services away from them, because we're all getting much closer anyway. And actually, what can the public sector organisations give back to the voluntary sector is maybe a bit more volunteering, maybe a bit more ease of access to some specialist knowledge and expertise, maybe become trustees. You know, really support in an integrated way the mixed economy that is going to give our people the best possible chances to live happy, healthy and at home.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're already talking about some of those things, aren't we? One of the things the voluntary sector is always looking for is people to sit on their boards and become trustees. And people in the public sector have got lots of experience and expertise that, you know, that would really benefit. And I think you're right. As we become more and more one alliance, one collaboration, then, and maybe people will start to move out of the public sector and come and work in the voluntary, into charities and the voluntary and community sector.
Yeah.
Let's hope that there's much more sharing both ways.
Yeah. We've got lots to learn from each other, haven't we?
We've got loads to learn from each other. Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm interested to learn, Sam. You're such a busy person. You're here, there and everywhere. It's a big patch, 4,000 organisations. How do you decompress from all that?
One of the things that I love to do to de-stress is walk in the hills. I've got a 2.5-year-old working Cocker Spaniel and he needs a lot of walking. So that's a really good way of de-stressing, because once I get home and I need to walk him, that completely decompresses me. And I've also, I think you know this, Mel, I've just recently bought a little camper van.
I'm very jealous of the idea of your camper van,
So, you know, I go off in my camper van all over the place. But seriously, you know, I do use some of that time to reflect on what I'm doing and think about what I can do better. And some of my colleagues in the voluntary sector will tell you that I've started writing little blogs and doing little vlogs to let people know what's going on. But yeah, walking in the hills for me is absolutely the thing that decompresses me.
Sam, thank you so much for your time today and for the fantastic work you and your team do at the Alliance. I am so excited at the potential that we have in Bradford District and Craven to work much more closely for the benefit of the people that we are privileged and honoured to serve. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mel. That's great. Thank you.